This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
We rank everything, huh? Is that the deal? All day, Dan Day? We've got rankings for everything. It's amazing. Roster, coaching, front office, the whole deal. We've got rankings out there. Was this an ESPN one, too?
Yeah. ESPN. ESPN ranked a lot of things, it seemed like, last night. I guess it's that time of the year.
It's that time of year, man. Before football starts up, caught a little bit of a dead period, and boy, everybody gets creative. On all the lists, for sure. Hey, we got Woody with us. Is Woody up there? Is he back in Charlotte?
I am here, Joe.
Did you hit the buffet for a second? Did you take off on me, hit the buffet? Don't lie to me.
I can't confirm or deny on that.
I don't blame you, man. I'd be down there hitting that buffet a little bit myself. Hey, man, it's great having
you. It's good. Hey, Joe, I got to tell you, though, man, you sit with these guys here, student-athletes, kids, whatever you want to call them. These guys all had a big smile on their face. They're all, you know, top character guys.
Yeah,
Mark. And I know that's been one of the big things here with this program. I know Carson Beck mentioned the culture here. That's been big. These are all good character kids that we had sitting in front of us.
I got news for you. He's not bringing anybody up there that he thought wasn't going to be not only a really good football player and leader, but represent the university the right way. Yeah, that was...
Yeah, the funny thing, Joe, and I was just talking to a bunch of people here, the Carson Beck thing is kind of funny, right? Because people have their, you know, they think what they want to think, right? And they never get a chance to sit across from him or talk to him, whatever. And I could tell you, Joe, firsthand, I had a chance to talk to him for a while up here. He's a good dude. And
so
I think
that
he's
was,
locked in.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you
to
said.
To win, man.
Yeah. We were just talking about that. They go, you know, hey, Carson's a good dude, man. Kind of got this... His image coming in was just not what he really is. I had talked to the general manager about that a little bit before, and he's a really good dude. You're right. He is he's fantastic. They were all great across the board. Maui Noah's fantastic, right?
Oh my goodness.
He different level.
By the way, that is a large human being.
What did he tell me?
6'6", 335. I think he said.
Yeah.
6'7", 3. Yeah, he's a large human being.
He said it can be adjusted one way or the other a little bit, though. So I can.
But these guys are locked in, man. They're you know, top quality guys, and but the Carson Beck stuff, just it's you know, people are going to label you how they want to label you, right? Without having a chance to really look into it or anything like
Guess
that.
Guess what? They're only going to care about one thing, right? How he plays.
Oh, I know. Wins and losses. Yeah. Wins and losses.
Hey, man, we do this with across the board, professionally and now minor league football. Oh, I'm sorry, college football. And you're going to see how they play. Not everybody is going to want to be media friendly. That's not everybody's personality. Some guys just want to go about their job and pretty much be left alone. And other guys, everybody's different. Some guys just there to play their ass off and leave me alone. I'm not worried about you guys. And then others like to shoot the breeze with you at the hotel and do so. You know, it's just everybody's different. Not everybody's going to yap as much, apparently, as I do.
But I do think, Joe, and I don't want this to come off a shot at two or whatever, but I do think it is important that the quarterback is the face of the team and is comfortable doing that, right? Like, I think it's important. I think you agree, right? Like, the quarterback has to be the face of your football team.
So Tua is a little bit of an introvert. That's just, he is. He is that and likes his private time and likes to be left alone. And Ryan Tannehill was the same guy. Ryan Tannehill just like he came on the radio and goes, I really don't like doing this stuff. I go, okay, I got you. You know,
but part of the thing though, part of the whole game is to fake it if you don't like it, right? Not everyone's going to like it, but that's part of playing the game, right? You want to be the quarterback, the Dolphins or the Hurricanes or any professional or college team. You got to play the game a little bit, don't you?
If you're going to be a quarterback in NFL City or even a big-time college football program, you should know that comes with the job. They are going to want to know everything about you. They're going to follow everything you do. The money obviously comes into play, too, and all those things. So, but for Tua, man, it's Mike Carson Beck needs to stay healthy, obviously, but so does Tua. All these guys.
Joe, Tua wins. Tua plays 17 games and wins 13 of them. I don't think anyone's going to care if he does an interview or whatever. But
right.
It's just these guys. A lot of them have the total package, and like you see the best of them, right? I mean, even Mahomes. I told you earlier they're doing a docuseries on the Chiefs. Mahomes is not shy. Right.
No.
The big name guys. Joe Burrow just did that quarterback show.
Yeah. No, those guys.
You know, Josh Allen's all over the place, right? Josh Allen isn't like Aaron Rodgers is out there. I've been kind of traveling here a little bit. Do we have any confirmation that Aaron Rodgers' wife exists? Did she surface while I was gone here, Joe?
You know the answer to that.
So, like, Josh Allen is out there. Like, he married that celebrity girl. Like, he doesn't care.
No, he's embraced it.
He plays the role, right?
He has embraced the whole thing. Nope, he is, and by the way,
So the best of them do it.
He is the face of Buffalo, too. Make no mistake about that. I know Buffalo's a little different market than a lot of markets around major cities, but he is, he's the main guy. There's no question. You know, just really, Woody, not every guy's going to be that guy, though. It's just not going to happen. Not every guy's going to be, I'm not allowed to say his name, so I won't say it, but not everybody's going to be that guy. It's, you know, everybody's
different.
Tua does his interviews.
Look, I didn't ask Carson. Yeah, I know he does his. He does his weekly press conference, but I didn't sit here and ask Carson, like, do you like doing this? He just does it. Like, it's just part of the whole deal. Right? And I don't think he was turning it on for you, Joe, because I talked to him for a while before he came on. It was a great conversation. He's a nice guy. All that stuff that you keep hearing is just, you know, it's everyone
well,
has
I don't
their
know.
Made
what,
up opinions.
What do you hear? Like, what do you hear about him? Like, he likes
women.
Well,
it's just the social media stuff. It's like, yeah, but it's like you just hear a lot of that stuff. And I you know, from what I experienced with him and the other guys here, they're all good guys.
Yeah. They weren't gonna bring a guy like, hey, we don't know where the fourth guy is. He never made it back to his room last night. We're trying to track him down. He's in Charlotte in a strip club. I mean, you're not going to get that. Come on.
By the way, I got to tell you, very, very well dressed. I don't know if Big Joe over there is helping out with the suit shopping, but very, very well dressed gentleman in front of us here. By the way,
what do you mean?
All beautiful suits, all great suits. Well, you know, Joe is out there at every practice wearing a suit.
Yeah,
I think it's. Oh,
I thought you were saying it
here,
was
man.
Joe that was up there. Joe didn't go to those meetings up there, did he? I don't think.
No, I haven't seen him. But
Joe's got the rest of the stuff to work on right now.
I think the suit thing has rubbed off on the players because they all looked pretty sharp up here.
By the way, I know Joe's got that image to keep when it's hot out and stuff. But when it's hot, Joe, you got to get out of that suit. I mean, it'd be one thing if he stayed inside, but he goes out and watches practice outside in the heat when they go out after they warm up.
But he's a gamer, though, man. He doesn't even.
So, I was like, hey, what are we doing here, man? What's going on? It's crazy. So, anyway, we do have a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going
Cam's
on.
Cam's here, by the way. Cam's here if you want to say hello. Yeah. You were asking about him earlier.
Yeah.
Can I put him on?
Yeah, put Cam on.
Can I put him on? You say hello?
Cam, how you doing, man? Cam, you there?
Joe, how we doing?
Cam, I got to tell you, those guys were great. Unbelievable.
How lucky are we, Joe? By the way, this is, I don't know how many years you've been broadcasting from ACC Kickoff, but last year you got Cam Ward and Jalen Rivers. You know, I mean, this is just A-plus kids.
But you got guys like, listen, Maui Noah, what a hoot he is. But Carson Beck was fantastic. Answered stuff and was great. And the guys on defense, Mezzador, Bassaint, those guys were really good and really excited. Didn't want to give away a lot on the game plan, but get it, man. Talked about communication and, you know, being on the same page, learning what you're doing, spending time, and really took pride in one day at a time. So I just thought, hey, man, that's what you want to hear from your team right there. And Mario, of course, kicking everything off today. So it's a good way to kick it off, and then you guys get started practicing. We're going to be back out there bugging the you-know-what out of you, Cam. So thank you,
yeah,
man.
What's the deal, Joe? Are you doing first padded practice, or are you doing first overall? I know you're a sucker for a good padded practice.
Yeah, probably wait till they – I don't know if there's a big difference in his practices. Mario gets after it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm looking forward to seeing you out there, Joe.
Yeah. Cam, thank you,
man. Since you couldn't make the trip to Charlotte and you put Hollywood on the primary duty, so appreciate
it. Well, I did, but you know what? I may come back next year if I get on that private plane home when you guys leave, then that might change things a little bit. So we'll talk later. Thank you.
He's had enough of you.
Yeah, he's
yeah, he's gone. He flew back to Miami. He's done talking to you.
That was quick. That was quick. Anyway, we have a lot of stuff to get to here. Matter of fact, we're going to play Mario Cristobal for you, kicking things off here later on the 9 o'clock show. And we're going to have Eric Palms join us, the CEO of the Orange Bowl, doing great work in South Florida, man. Great, great work. What game do we have this year? We got the national championship game, Woody, is that right? No, next year. I'm not sure. Woody dumped me like a bad date. All right.
No, I'm here, Joe. I mean, you just kind of you put me on the spot. I think it is next year, though. I think.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. I hope you've enjoyed our ACC kickoff coverage with the University of Miami. And, of course, Bill Belichick will be there in a couple of days. I still so weird to talk about Bill Belichick is in college football, but he is. Hey, another guy that's been around college football for a long time, been a good friend, Eric Palms, the CEO of the Orange Bowl, joins us this morning. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. I'm missing you in Charlotte. It's not the same. It is not.
No, but I think my good years are gone. I mean, I think it's a young man's game up there, and you've got Woody, and we just got to, you know, get some coffee in him, and he's good to go. So we're okay. Hey, Eric, we got a lot of stuff, good stuff to talk about. South Florida gets the quarterfinals and the finals this year for the national championship game. Just maybe the biggest year in the history of the Orange Bowl, if you really look at it in the new series.
It's incredibly exciting. You know, we've been part of the CFP. This is year 12 of the 12-year agreement, but culminating with both a quarterfinal and the national championship game is amazing. We're working hard towards it. It's an amazing year for South Florida. If you think about the calendar in 2026, starting with that quarterfinal, then you have the game between the Panthers and the Rangers at Lone Depot Park, and then 18 days later you have the national championship game, and you have the Miami Open, and then you have the World Baseball Classic and World Cup, and it's just an amazing stretch, and we're excited to kick it off. And college football has never been more popular, and this is one of South Florida's great traditions.
So I got to ask you, for you, because I asked Mario this to start the 8 o'clock hour, how do you feel, and how does it affect the Orange Bowl at all if they go from 12 to 16 games, which is going to happen probably real soon?
It's a great question. I think it's still under debate. For us, it's probably not as impactful as it is to institutions that are competing. This is year 12, as I mentioned, of the 12-year agreement. So right now, there's a big deliberation going on. It's in concert with what's happening with college football, college athletics. It's a transformative time, probably the most significant inflection point, I think, since the NCAA was founded. So there's a lot of points of view that are being debated in that room. In the end, I think by the end of this calendar year, it will be resolved to see what happens. It could very well stay at the 12-team model, because there's different perspectives that have been reported coming out of the room.
Yeah.
But in our case, you know, we're currently positioned as either a quarterfinal or semifinal of a year for our Capital One Orange Bowl game. And we're just hopeful that the Bowls maintain their position in those pieces of the equation. It's a four-round playoff. The first round now is on campus.
Right.
So we're hopeful that the quarterfinals and semifinals remain in the bowl system, and then they bid out the national championship game. And Miami and South Florida, having Hard Rock Stadium, what's been built there is unparalleled, and we're going to compete.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's got everything. It really does. Hey, I got to ask you, Eric, one thing you guys do that always makes me feel good to talk about is you guys do these high school football fields all over South Florida, are always giving back. I don't think people realize, when they see those same color jackets on all these guys, how hard everybody works to get these football fields, and we're known for our great football down here at every level. Where are we building right now?
Yeah, we're excited. It's a big year ahead with the games you mentioned, but in concert with that, through Orange Bowl Cares and through the national championship game, we partnered with the Miami-Dade County folks, an amazing investment on both the Orange Bowl and the county's end. And we ended up working with the city of Miami Gardens on building a new field. It's going to be Orange Bowl Field at Walt Frazier Park.
Great.
and it's right down the street from the Hard Rock Stadium, which means a lot to us. That's our home, and that'll be done by January, and then we're doing another field down in South Miami, Orange Bowl Field at the Kendall Boys and Girls Club. And so those will be real nice pieces to, you know, make sure football is available to the youth, you know, throughout our county. It's also a place for the adults to come out and enjoy. So that's exciting. And further, I haven't mentioned this to you, but, you know, we have one of the biggest junior tennis tournaments in the world. It's the Orange Bowl International Tennis Championships. And we were looking for a new place to stage that at a premier facility. So we're partnering with the city of Fort Lauderdale to build a new facility at the Jimmy Everett Tennis Center at Holiday Park. Yeah, that'll be ready this December, and we have some big plans there. It's where Chris Everett grew up, and right next to the Panthers, you know, training facility. It's going to be another legacy gift that we can give back. And listen, that's what it's all about. For us, it's about bringing economic development to the area through these huge games, these traditions. But in concert with that, you also want to give back in a meaningful way, and this is our way of doing it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Listen, I hate to see it leave my my home courts, but I do play on those courts out east too. So, listen, it'll work, and it's going to be gorgeous over there, over a Holiday Park area. It's going to be fantastic. And
that's great.
Great location. So I got to ask you, man, all these crazy changes going on, man, it gives you something to talk about every day. Does it ever completely get under control? Because right now, between the conferences and the NCAA and what they can and can't do, it just as you're sitting back as part of this, I always wonder what you're thinking as the lead man down here in South Florida.
Listen, I'm fortunate to work for a great committee. They've been around for 92 years, going strong, but it is a different time, there's no doubt. And, you know, we're navigating these in the sea of change. It's there. I'm not sure anybody knows exactly where it's going to land. Certainly over the last couple of years, it's progressed, and you're getting definition. I think the name, image, likeness dynamic that's played out is starting to get some structure around it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that plays out. I think conference realignment, you know, was there. It's kind of settled down a little bit. That doesn't mean it's not going to kick up again. But, you know, for us, we're in postseason college football, 92 years going strong.
Amazing.
And our focus is to maintain our tier one position. There's a big window right now. We're cautiously optimistic that the bowls will have their place. And if they do, our focus is to have the Capital One Orange Bowl, you know, prominently featured, and to maintain this tradition. It's been a great run. Candidly, in this current structure, in a 12-team model, to have a playoff game every year, a game of significance, is very meaningful. And we're going to compete for future national championship games. They belong in South Florida. I don't know a better area in the country in terms of playing youth and high school football and what it means to the area. So we're excited about it, but we got to work hard at it.
You know, and I think some of the old school guys still in the committee understand that, understand how important it is to keep the original bowl games, like the Orange Bowl, which is so important to us. And you just mentioned tennis and everything else, the amount of money you give back. Those fields are not cheap to do, folks. Those aren't just – get your local lawn maintenance company to come out and drop $100. I mean, those things are friggin' expensive to do. So, man, just upgrading them from everywhere you're doing has just been it's been great. Youth football is so big down here. Flag football's blowing up now. Eric, you've seen that, which is great to see what they're doing and the exposure it's getting. It's just a big part of our community, and that won't change.
That's exactly right. You know, you want to make sure that you – stay focused on your business, but at the same time to give back in a meaningful way. And we're proud of what South Florida means to football. You know, you see it at the youth level, to the high school, to the college, to the NFL. And we're happy to be part of that history. But we're looking forward. We're not resting on our laurels. It's a big future ahead, so we'll stay focused on it.
So I got to ask you, without throwing a guy under the bus, if you can, because this is what I do. John Crotty looking to get a couple free dinners from you guys. That's all I'm asking. Is he looking to get on the steak dinner tonight? Is he yes or no?
He's here. We had dinner last night. There was an empty chair. It had the name Joe Rose there, but you weren't sitting there.
You guys stay out too late.
Woody.
Yeah.
I didn't see Woody last night, but he looks great. He looks lean, mean. He's got a son here. He looks great. So hopefully we'll be able to recruit you next year and have you give John Crotty a hard time.
All right. Hey, Eric, thank you, man. Congratulations on everything, including
thank
the good
you.
News for two great college football games coming up here at Hard Rock Stadium. Thank you, bud.
Thanks so much, Joe. We miss you.
All
thank
right.
you.
Eric Palm, CEO of the Orange Bowl. Nice enough to join us and talk a little bit about everything going on. I didn't realize they got the quarterfinal and the championship game this year. We're going to get some good friggin' teams down here. I know what you're thinking. I'm thinking the same thing. It'd
maybe.
Be nice to get Miami down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, maybe not a
nice
bunch
to
of
get
teams
Miami
coming.
In that party.
Staying.
We used to have the Orange Bowl, and Miami would play in at the old Orange at the Orange Bowl, original Orange Bowl, and some great games through the years. Oh my God, some great games, just fantastic. They didn't win them all. Some of them they didn't, but I could tell you, man, they were that really got things going for the University of Miami. A lot of great stories and a lot of great stuff. So, want to thank Eric for coming on and joining us. Talk some. Some college football. Hopefully we get some more stuff the rest of this week. Love to talk to my good friend, the commissioner of the ACC, and talk to him about everything going on with the craziness. And Eric said something really interesting, trying to get 12 to 16, and really the Big Ten and the SEC are the ones fighting over those last four spots. They want them. And they're going, we want them. If we're going more, we want them. We want them. We'll go more, but we want them. We get them. Our conference is, you know, the whole deal. Our conference is better. We should get more spots. And but I'll tell you what, they got some things to work on. I don't know how they're ever going to get cleaned up. Nothing ever really gets cleaned up. They throw out this $20.5 million for athletic program to spend. And it's like, that's the answer. Now who's going to police that to make sure everybody's staying at that number? Because right now we got schools double that. You start looking at a great baseball program, a great basketball program, and football. The SEC, was that last year? SEC had all those great basketball teams they
had? Yeah, loaded.
Those aren't cheap.
And another thing is, if you try to kick these football teams out, they're going to be like, well, it's part of the television deals, too. You're going to take Alabama off TV. You're going to take LSU off TV. You're going to take Michigan off TV because they violated the amount of money? No, they can't do that. They can't
no
police
way.
Them. They can't police them.
There ain't no probation. I might do... on the wrist,
yeah,
but I'm not doing
that.
Anything else.
Stop that.
Yeah, stop it. Now, we know what you're doing, but there's so many ways around the NIL. You can spend $50 million on your sports program if you want. No, but how are they going to stop it? How are they going to stop it?
Nothing.
Huh? Outside money. How are you going to do it?
Yeah, you definitely can't stop that.
So anyway, yeah, it's a crazy time with a lot of crazy stuff going on. By the way, we're going to have Mario Cristobal join us. We'll talk to Mario a little bit about college football and his University of Miami football team as they get end of next month opener against Notre Dame. That doesn't get any better than that one. That's a good way to kick it all off. So anyway, we'll have that with the coach coming up in just a moment. So stay with us for that. But before we do, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I want to give you a couple numbers when I talk about it Around the Clock. I've been talking about them for a long time, going back to Big Daddy Lenny, who passed away a couple years ago, but we'll never forget him. No, never forget that work ethic and taking care of your air conditioning problems. And I want to just let you know a few things. There's a few numbers that are very important, Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. 135, 35, and 7. 135 trucks on the road. For 35 years, working 7 days a week. That's what it's all about. That's part of great service when it comes to air conditioning and plumbing problems. We got trained and certified technicians working 7 days a week. Got licensed, experienced plumbers working 7 days a week. We are the water heater kings of South Florida and air conditioning unit kings of South Florida because we have a warehouse full of all different sizes. You don't have to order them. You just install them. And we try to do it the same day. That's always the goal. We have financing plans always to help you still. Family-owned and operated. Eric and Mike and Chippy and all the rest of them over there still going strong after all these years. The next time you have a problem, remember, 1-888-FIX-MY-AC at Around the Clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.